Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Peter Rayner, Charles Solomon, and Claudia Puig. We begin with the action film Rampage, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Claudia?
This is slightly better than I expected it to be, given that it's based on a video game, and that was largely because of Dwayne Johnson's charm and also the silverback albino gorilla.
Yeah, he's very good playing a character who doesn't really connect well with people, which is not what you think of when you think of Dwayne Johnson.
No,
he's very
not
much
at
a
all.
People person, but he's also a silverback gorilla person.
Yes.
Rampage is rated PG-13 in wide release. Borg versus McEnroe takes us back to that great era of 1980s tennis rivalries. Janusz Metz, the director. Peter?
A little too brooding on the Borg side. There should have been a little more McEnroe. Shia LaBeouf is quite good as McEnroe, a bad boy playing a bad boy. It's a pretty good tennis movie. There have been a few of them these days.
There have. And to me, it was more a kind of how you deal with your anger and your ambition and your fierceness. And I think it is one of the best performances by Shia LaBeouf.
Sverre Gudnason plays Borg in the film, which is directed by Janusz Metz, rated R in wide release. The drama Beirut stars John Hamm and Rosamund Pike. Brad Anderson directed. Peter?
This is a pretty good political thriller with a very good performance by John Hamm. I think he's finally now a movie star.
I agree. And I think that it's a great marriage of the writer, Tony Gilroy, because he does so well with actors like him, like George Clooney, Clive Owen, Matt Damon. It is definitely a
handsome
movie star
guy
vehicle.
Saving the world
yes.
in a dangerous
right.
place.
Yes.
Conflicted, flawed.
No, those are hard
right.
to watch.
Flawed, conflicted, drinks too much.
Someone's
got to review
right,
those.
You know.
Yeah. Beirut is rated R. It's in select theaters. And the writer stars Brady Jandrew. He plays himself, as does his sister and his father, in this story that is set on the Lakota Sioux Reservation. Jandrew himself, a former rodeo circuit star.
I really like this film. I thought it was really a fascinating example of exploration of daredevil masculinity and you know where you go with that. Also, the fact that these were real people playing, actors playing characters.
I found I was impatient with the film when I was watching it, but that a lot of the images stay with me.
Yes.
And certainly Jandro is very sympathetic and you find yourself caring about him.
It's a little desultory, if I may use that word, but I do think it has some fine naturalistic moments and it's powerful not just because this is so close to the lives of the people in the movie, but because it's dramatized well.
And visually it's quite beautiful.
And they did a good job of playing themselves.
They did, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is not,
not easy.
Yeah. The Rider is the film. It's rated R. It's at the Landmark Theater in West Los Angeles. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks so much for joining us and have a great weekend.